Look, this weekend, something very important is happening because this weekend, Australia will be deciding who we are going to send to this year's Eurovision Song Contest in the Netherlands. Now, as you might know, there are 10 artists vying to be our representative at Eurovision this year, including well-known names, people like Casey Donovan, Vanessa Amorosi. But perhaps best of all, our local voice is in the mix this year in the form of Didiri. Is this something that you were a fan of or have been a fan of in the past?
I've always known about it, and I was a pretty big ABBA fan right. from a pretty young age, and I knew that that's where they were kind of discovered.
Let's talk about the song then, and look, you know, congratulations on the song, because it is a beautiful song.
It's been a very long process writing that.
And I know that I love me, but loving's not enough.
2 years ago, I originally wrote it, and I wrote the first half just sitting at a piano in, I think it might have been Byron Bay on tour. And I wrote it about just not being able to express how I was feeling about a breakup to someone. I kind of gave up on the song pretty much there. I just decided it wasn't working. And when I was in the studio, I got a phone call from that person, and they said that they had been feeling pretty similarly and feeling the same thing, and neither of us had kind of spoken about it. And I sat down and wrote the second half.
Eurovision is first and foremost a TV show, and the things that stick in people's heads, I guess, is quite often, you know, the way that the song is presented on stage. That's a huge part of it. Do you have much say over that?
One of the biggest factors in doing it was they just said, you know, what do you want to do on stage? And it's not often that you're told, what do you want to do? And here's a budget for it. I'm going for much more of an Australian cabin, maybe, on stage is probably the closest that I can probably describe it.